Our scripture reading this morning is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. I'll be reading from the Amplified Bible translation. Now, while they were on their way, Jesus entered a village called Bethany, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was continually listening to his teaching. But Martha was very busy and distracted with all of her serving responsibilities. She approached him and said, "Lord, is it of no concern to you that my sister has left me to do the serving alone? Tell her to help me and do her part." But the Lord replied to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered and anxious about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, that which is to her advantage, which will not be taken away from her." May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of Scripture this morning.
Would you pray with me? God, for this day we give you thanks, and now I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So this morning I want to talk about how listening to God is as important as serving God. Listening to God is as important as serving God, and vice versa, right? Serving God is as important as listening to God. You know, John Wesley, who began the Methodist movement, you've heard of John Wesley, right? he believed that both, right, serving and listening were part of a life of prayer. Of the life of prayer, of a well-rounded Christian. So if you were a Christian, if you believe in Christ, then you needed to do both. Serve and listen to God. See, listening allows us to reflect on God's will for us. And it can also help us make sense of life and understand who God is and who we are to one another. You know, both commitments, because both serving and listening to God are commitments. Right? Both of them are what makes the gospel of Jesus Christ relevant and necessary in our world. For example, you know, the good works we do must be birthed out of the truth of the gospel that is already in us. And the truth of the gospel must bear fruit also as good works. Now let me say this again. The good works we do must be birthed out of the truth of the gospel which has been growing in us, and the truth of the gospel must bear fruit as good works. Now, as Christians, you know, we are called to do both, to learn from Jesus and also to act on what we have learned from Jesus. Now, on a larger scale, the church cannot be a faithful church if it only serves. And it cannot be a life-changing instrument in the hands of God if it only listens and do nothing about what we have learned from Jesus. We are called to do both, to change lives and to be faithful, to serve God and also to listen to God. You know, I read an article from the Harvard Business Review that said that if we could travel back to Philadelphia in the summer of 1787 to visit the meeting hall where the delegates of the Constitutional Convention were doing their work, you would see in the street in front of Independence Hall covered with a giant mound of dirt. Now, just hang in there. Now, the reason why was because the delegates had ordered the construction of a sound barrier that made of dirt, because they were concerned that the noises of horse-drawn carriages and street vendors and conversations outside would disturb the intense concentration that they needed in order to complete their work. Now, fast forward to today, right? And we are living in a totally different reality. We live busy and distracted lives. You know, our lives are filled with noises of loud and crisp HD TVs, right? And satellite radios. We are bombarded with emails and, you know, persistent text messages from everybody, right? We have TikTok videos and Facebook postings. I mean, there's so much information out there, so it gets us distracted. Now, I'm not saying anything about TikTok videos or Facebook postings, not because I use it, because I do. You know, this is all good stuff, right? This is all good things. But what I am saying is that often what was created to help us has a hold of us. What was created to help us has a hold of us. So I think we need to find ways to build our own dirt sound barrier so that we can learn to listen to God. You know, during his Sermon on the Mount, there's a phrase that Jesus used in order to teach his disciples what it meant to follow him and what it meant to love God. Now, when you read this phrase, and I'm going to tell you what that phrase is in a moment. When you read this phrase, you get the impression that he also used it as a way of setting his disciples free from the many unnecessary tasks, right? And the many religious impositions of their day. Jesus also used it as a way, right, of setting them free from the many unnecessary tasks and religious impositions of the day. Now, how many of us get caught up every day in unnecessary tasks? Right? Thank you, Tim. You didn't have to raise your hand, but I appreciate it. I mean, how many of us go into our workplaces, into our offices, we have a list of things that we know we got to do, and by the time that you leave your place, half of the list is done. Because there are disruptions, we get distracted, we pick up the phone, we answer a text, we go into Facebook. You know, we are filled with so much noise in our world. And this is the phrase that Jesus said to them. You have heard that it was said, but I say to you. Very short phrase, very simple. You have heard that it was said, but I say to you. I want you to think on that for a moment. How many of us so have heard so many things all of our lives? Right? By habit, we do some things automatically. We don't think about things. They just come, you know, without us thinking about it. So Jesus comes to us and said, you have heard or you have practiced such a thing, but I say to you this. You know, one of the things that I see about Jesus when we look at the gospel is that Jesus never backed away from proclaiming God's truth and hope and love and justice. Even if it meant going against the grain or what was religiously and culturally popular in his day. Jesus never backed away from proclaiming God's truth, hope, love, and justice, even if it meant going against the grain of what was religiously and culturally, popular in his day. And to be honest, you know, sometimes standing up for what is right and what is good and what is just and what is true requires one to go against the grain, to do things or to say things that are not popular, to think maybe outside the box, right? To take risks and not to do what is usually done. You know, last week we talked about the parable of the Good Samaritan. Those of you who are here, we talked about the parable of the Good Samaritan and how God calls us, right, to love others the way they need to be loved. And today's story takes us to the house of Martha and Mary. Now, they were sisters. And if you remember a little bit of the Gospel of John, they were the sisters of Lazarus, who Jesus resurrected from the dead. But the Gospel of Luke doesn't give us all this information. It only talks about Martha and Mary. But both stories, right, the story of the Good Samaritan and the story of Martha and Mary, need to be understood together. And if you look at the text of Luke chapter 10, they are together. Because when they wrote the Gospel of Luke, they wanted for us to understand both stories at the same time. You know, the Samaritan, the Good Samaritan, embodies what it means to love our neighbors. And the story of Martha and Mary embodies what it means to love God. Right? Because our call is not only to love our neighbors, but also to love God. Not only to love God, but also to love our neighbors. Right? Listening, right, is as important as serving, and serving is as important as listening. You know, the Gospel of Luke and John are the only Gospels that narrate Jesus' visit to this family. I mean, it alludes in the Gospel of John in a couple of parts that they were friends. They were good friends. Jesus was good friends with Lazarus and Martha and Mary. But again, the Gospel of Luke focuses only on Martha, Mary, and Jesus and doesn't say anything about Lazarus. And like the story of the Good Samaritan, this story also shocks people when they hear it. Now, you'll remember that the Good Samaritan, people were shocked because people might have said, how can a Samaritan be good, right? How can this person, you know, who is against, you know, Jewish people be good? And this story of Martha and Mary also shocked Jesus' audience because he welcomed Mary to sit at his feet, to listen to him. A privilege, believe it or not, that was only given to men in that day. Now, in the meantime, if we look at the background of the story, it says that Martha is doing what was expected of her. You know, she's cooking and tending and doing her chores in the kitchen. And then, you know, she's like, where is Mary? Why isn't Mary helping me? So she goes to Jesus and she says, Jesus, don't you care that Mary's not helping me? And Jesus responds to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered and anxious about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. Only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her. Now, let me be clear. Because sometimes, you know, we read this story and we believe that Jesus is scolding Martha for not being at his feet. But I don't think that's what's going on. Jesus does not want to create comparisons or minimize the work that Martha is doing, the work of service and hospitality that Martha is doing. But he really wants to let Martha know that her ministry of service and hospitality is no less or more important than the ministry of listening to the Word of God or sitting at the feet of Jesus. Both are important. Listening to God is as important as serving God, and serving God is as important as listening to God. You know, in almost every area of our lives, we individually have grown accustomed to acting and loving and living our own ways. And through this story, God invites us to live differently, to go against the grain of social expectations, maybe cultural expectations, that define who we are and allow God to define us. to set us free from everything that everyone else is expecting of us, and allow God to define what those expectations are. And this is exactly what Mary did. She was expected to be in the kitchen, cleaning, doing the dishes, right? Preparing the meal for the day, helping her sister. But instead, she took her place as a disciple of Jesus. I think that's what Jesus wants us to do. For us to take our places as disciples of Jesus Christ. Listening to Jesus freed Mary from living under the scrutiny of someone else's expectations. And she began to live into God's hopes for her life as a disciple of Christ. You know, I think that there is a little bit of Martha and Mary in all of us. Maybe you identify more with Martha or with Mary. Maybe you're one of those people that is always busy and has time for nothing else, no rest, nothing, until you fall down on your bed completely tired. Or maybe you are like Mary, right? That takes time to reflect, but maybe neglects some of the things that you know need to be done at the house. You know, sometimes we can let ourselves, right, get so busy doing the socially and culturally acceptable that we forget to be truly present to God and to one another. And like Mary, we can also get so caught up in the inertia of listening and learning that we forget to help those who God has called us to help. You know, service, it's good. It's a great thing. And God has given each and every one of us a gift. Now, all of us have the same gifts. But listening to God is as good as serving God. You know, so what does it mean to listen to God? What does it mean to listen to God? For Mary, it meant to set aside all the other tasks that she had to do, or, you know, her to-do list, to take time to sit at the feet of Jesus and to listen to Jesus' words. For her, listening to Jesus was as important as serving Jesus. But what about you? What about us? How do we listen to Jesus? How do you listen to God? Is it through prayer? Through worship? Through reading your Bible? Or maybe reading an inspiring book? Do you go to small groups or prayer groups? Do you take silent walks through your neighborhood? How do you listen to Jesus? So here's the thing. However you decide to love God, remember that listening to God allows us to reflect on the will of God for us. And it can help us make sense of the life that we have been given. So we're not always running around without even thinking about what needs to be done. And it can help us grow in our understanding of who God is and who we are to one another. Again, listening to God is as important as serving God. And serving God is as important as listening to God. Let us pray. Be with us, God, as we reflect on your words. Help us, God, not only take time to love, but also make time to listen. Mold us, shape us. We pray all these things, O God, in Jesus' name.